Though some Americans are anxious about beef, we can report that they are eating tortillas without hesitation. Tortillas now account for almost one-third of all bread products sold in this country. The Latino population is growing, other Americans are changing their tastes, and the humble tortilla is close to a milestone. Americans now buy almost as many packages of tortillas as loaves of white bread. Chris Richard reports.
Nationwide, tortilla sales have grown by at least 10% annually since the early 1980s. That's partly due to a demographic shift. Immigration from Mexico and Central America has surged in the last quarter century, and Latinos are now the nation's largest ethnic group. But tortillas have also caught on with consumers across demographic lines.
We have three types of flour tortillas.
That broader market has the massive ovens and steel conveyor belts at Lorena Foods in East Los Angeles churning out a stream of flour tortillas. In a laboratory kitchen just off the factory floor, Lorena President Ricardo Robles points to brightly colored stacks of tortillas.
When you look at green, you're either looking at spinach or pesto. The red ones, that's sun-dried tomato. And you see the yellow ones there. The yellow ones are the cheese-flavored tortillas.
Robles says such flavored tortillas are among his most popular products, attracting customers who wrap them around food that isn't Mexican at all. Erwin Steinberg is president of the 14-year-old Tortilla Industry Association. He says 25 years ago, as a salesman, he had to peg his sales pitch to immigration figures. He told store executives that stocking tortillas would attract Latino customers.
I remember when I first got into business, there were very few supermarkets that carried tortillas. And we had to do a lot of promotion to convince them to put tortillas in the market.
But that started to change in the late 1970s with the growth of Tex-Mex fast food and a widespread acceptance of the corn or flour pancakes among the rest of the population. Right now, one of the fastest growing markets is in New England, an area with a relatively small Latino population.
It's very clear that it is no longer considered an ethnic food. Everybody eats tortillas.
At the same time, the definition of what makes a tortilla and what to do with a tortilla may be changing. Sociologist Barry Glassner is writing a book about American food and culture. He says Americans tend to homogenize new foods, then market them back to the culture they came from. That happened with pizza, spaghetti, and bagels, and now with tortillas, used as wraps.
We tend to accept certain sorts of foods more easily than others that are outside our own traditions. In particular, bread is seen as something that other things are held inside of. So it's easier to accept change there than in terms of what's inside the bread.
Glassner says a meat and potatoes American will accept tortillas long before, say, a traditional Mexican food like birria, which is made with goat meat. But for the tortilla purist, there's nothing like a fresh tortilla patted out by hand. Ask Prisciliano Resendez, who stopped by La Azteca Tortilleria in East Los Angeles early one Sunday morning recently. He doesn't much care for what you can find in a grocery store.
Some of them seem to have too much lard, and these don't have that. Those factory tortillas are very thin. These are thicker. There's more body to them.
Store owner Amalia Zamora uses a recipe that dates back thousands of years. Whole corn boiled in water with lime, then ground, patted out by hand, and fried on a dry griddle.
It's very chewy and soft. Gracias.
And when you bite into one, it's the difference between the white sliced sandwich loaf you buy off a shelf and your mother's homemade bread.
Este es México. Puro México, México, México.
For NPR News, I'm Chris Richard in East Los Angeles.